Who cares about me? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Who cares about me? I visited a lady in the hospital yesterday, and as I looked at her and talked to her, I saw that she had a blank look on her face. She had a blank look in her heart. She had a blank look in her being. And I said to her, "Why are you staying around? Why don't you die? Why don't you leave? You have nothing that you are living for. You have nothing that you're caring about. Who cares about you? If you don't care about yourself, who can care about you?" And she looked at me and said, sort of another blank smile, and she really didn't want to talk. And I fed her some orange juice, and she drank the orange juice and drank it quite readily. So I knew she could talk if she wanted to, and she could express herself if she wanted to. But she'd come to the point in her life where she was sort of giving up on living. And I said, "You know, you have so much to live for. You have so much to have. You have a good body. There's nothing wrong with your body. You have a good mind. There's nothing wrong with your mind. You have a good heart. Nothing wrong with your heart. You're just a very good woman. But now why are you giving up on life? Why are you leaving it?" And she had no answers for my questions. She had no answers for my questions because she had already given up. She had already made a decision that she wasn't interested in going on living because life had lost an excitement for her. Well, now, life loses excitement for each one of us when we cease to care about ourselves. Because it's not a matter of who cares about me. It's, do I care about me? Do I look at the sunshine and do I say, "Wow, what beautiful sunshine"? Do I look at the world about me and say, "What a great world I live in"? Do I listen to the activities that are going on in the computer industry and say, "My goodness, they're coming up with sparkling new ideas and wonderful new concepts and new creations. How great it is." And then as you listen to some of the reports of the computer industry, they have these gurus speaking on what's new in the industry, what's going to happen, what's going to take place. And they say how people who have good ideas, and that good idea just cannot be dropped, it cannot die. If someone lets go of a good idea, somebody else picks it up and carries it on and goes on with it. Because who cares about me? I care about me. I care about my life. I care about who I am. Now, as I meditate on who cares about me, I come to the conclusion that I care about me. I care about everything I do. I care about all the things I think about. I care about all the dreams that I have. I care about all the wonderment that I have. And really, I care about me. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I sort of let yesterday be gone. Let the thoughts of yesterday go away and never come back again. I let the thoughts of the unaccomplished things be gone. No big deal. I'll come up with a new way of looking at something. And that's the point. That's the whole point. Come up with a new way of looking at something. If we looked at things the way we did back in the 30s or the 40s or 50s, 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s, if we looked at things like we did in those years, we would be quite out of date. We would feel very impractical. We would be meditating upon things that would benefit us not one little bit. But when we live in the now, we live in the magic of what's going on in the now. We live in the wonderment of what's going on in the now, and we think to ourselves, "Wow, what a wonderful world I live in. What a beautiful place this is. What magic is going on all about me?" And we think to ourselves, "What are we going to meditate on for this new year?" Well, Today is December 31st, and tonight we bring in the new year, 2009. And we're going to meditate upon all the magic that 2009 will reveal to us. True, 2008 was a wonderful year, and every year has been a wonderful year. Oh, some financially were up and down, economically were up and down, but they're all great years. And they're coming out with new and beautiful concepts and beautiful things and beautiful dreams. And there are always people who have ideas that have to be brought forth because they're bubbling out of their mind like a wonderful, wonderful fountain, like a wonderful fountain of youth eternally coming forth. And that's what keeps us young. That's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us living. That's what keeps us happy when we have new and magical ideas always flowing through our system. When we meditate upon things that are beautiful and good and uplifting, when we meditate upon things that are telling us, yes, there is a wonderful world to live in. Yes, there is exciting things to do. Yes, there is many wonderful things that we are looking forward to doing. And do you say that for yourself? I know I do for myself. Every moment of my life, I say to myself, what's the next exciting thing I'm going to do? And I sit to write a letter or an email to someone, and they have written to me, perhaps. And they say, oh, you know, this is the sadness here, this is the problem there. And so I turn it right around and I say, you have been encouraged to think about something in a positive way. How wonderful! You have been encouraged to think about something in a new and unique way, in the now, in the wonderful aspects of the now. And as you think about these things, what happens? Well, as you think about these things, wonderful things happen to you. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready? Who cares about me? Well, that I care about me is the only important thing. That you care about you, that's the only important thing. Who cares about me? I meditate upon who cares about me, and I find out that my mind is filled with so many magical ideas that I care about me. I've got all these magical ideas wanting to express themselves, wanting to reveal themselves, wanting to upload into my world or download into my world, whichever direction I'm going. And I utilize them and I live them and I enjoy them. What do I meditate on? I meditate upon all of the good and the beautiful and the wonderful things in the world. I meditate upon that which makes me feel just wonderful. I meditate upon that which makes the world go round. Now, what makes the world go round for you? What makes the world go round for you in your world? Do you meditate on the positive things that bring happiness into your life? If that's what you meditate on, then that's what you get. If you meditate on the negative things that are not too cool, then that's what you get. And you say, woe is me. And yet you must not do that. You must say, oh, I did it to myself. I created it for myself. I brought that forth in my own world. I am the master of each experience that I brought forth. And as you say that, and as you do that, and as you are that, then that's what you experience. As I say that, and as I do that, and as I am that, that's what I experience. This morning, as I was loading up the container with Rex's dog food and taking care of the little duties that it entails, naturally he had to come over and inspect what I was doing. That was his food I was taking care of. And as he came over, he just sort of snuggled into my arms as I was taking care of the boxes and rearranging things. And then he sort of laid into me and he says, hey, I'd like a hug. And he cares about himself, and so he comes over and gets a hug. A smart dog. Now, when you have a friend in your life, when you have a husband, wife, child, lover, whatever, do you go over and snuggle into their arms and get a hug? Well, when you care about yourself, all the world cares about you. When you don't care about yourself, nobody cares about you, you can be sure. If Rex were never available to hug, pretty soon I wouldn't care much about him anymore. But he's always available to hug. And I make sure that he is available to hug too. Because when I go and look for him, I find him and I hug him and I tell him how wonderful he is. And when I do that, he looks at me and he says, "You're right." He cares about himself. Now, who cares about me? I care about me. What is the meditation of my heart? Caring about me, liking me, and enjoying me. Who cares about you? You do. Enjoy yourself, because that's what the world is all about. And when you meditate upon that you care about yourself, just watch how everybody in the world seems to sort of come along to your side of the picture and say, "Hey, how you doing today? How's everything?" Everybody's interested in you when you are interested in you. So, as I said to the lady in the hospital, when you don't care about life anymore, when you don't care about yourself, there's no reason to be here. But when you care about yourself, wow, there's every reason in the world to be here, because this is the world, whatever we make it. So on this eve of New Year's Eve, begin to put new attitudes in motion for you, to look at the sun brand new in the morning, to look at the plants that you have, to look at the world that you have, and see it all sparkly new, and say to yourself, I missed that before. I do live in a wonderful world, and it's a world that I am aware of. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely New Year's Eve, and know that I love you eternally.